This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and Jacobs & Whitehall. I want to tell you something really cool and really interesting that just happened to one of our clients. I'm going to fast forward to the end. The fast forward part and the end part is this client got 20 new Google reviews and 5 new Yelp reviews, of which 22 of them were 5-star and 3 of them were 4-star. The client did get, although they weren't posted, 2 negative reviews, and they got in total 110 reviews. So some of them were on Google, some of them were on Yelp. The other reviews we're going to put on their website. We have permission from these past clients. That's a lot of reviews. Some attorneys can take years to get that many. Now, this attorney that's our client, thankfully, has been smart and has been building a list. They do a newsletter. They have about 1,800 plus people on their newsletter. And we were working with them and we said, hey, you know, we want to get you some more reviews. We want to push your competitive advantage. We want to build that moat around your practice. And the attorney said, okay. Let's send to, you know, a few of my past clients. Let me cherry pick the good ones. And we said, that's wonderful, but really you should be sending it to all your past clients. And the attorney resisted. And we said, look, let us try. We'll do it a bit at a time. Let us try and let's see what happens. The attorney is very nervous about this, nervous about bad reviews. And we said, we totally understand, but these reviews are going to be so informative for you. You're going to gain just tremendous insight from them, you know, and what's written. We don't know how many you'll get, but we think it'll probably be a very good amount as we test your list and send out the request. So we did, and the results were just amazing. I'm going to be doing another podcast that goes into this as a case study, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a teaser and a heads up. This was fantastic. And again, this represents what could be easily 2 years of hard work for this attorney to get these positive reviews. So again, out of the 110, I think two or three total were negative, but just about all the 110 were positive. So these reviews are going to go on their website. Again, there's 20 new ones on Google. There's 5 new ones on Yelp. This is going to be just fantastic for this attorney. This attorney is building up a moat. They have now a little over 70 5-star reviews on Google. And if you look at most practice areas and most metros, except the ultra-competitive ones, very few attorneys get to this level. And this really creates armor and a moat around your practice because other attorneys look at this and they quail. They say, how did this attorney get all these reviews? You know, I'm in this practice area. I'm in criminal defense. I deal with sex crimes. I deal with divorce. People are not going to review me. They don't want to write their information on the internet. Well, there are ways to get reviews no matter how difficult the cases are you represent and how unlikely you think people will be to leave reviews. There are ways to do it. We've mastered a lot of this. How do you ask for reviews? How do you get reviews? Are you allowed to reward people or not? There's specific guidance from State Bar on what is permissible, what's not. And if you follow the rules, you're all good. You know, where can you put the reviews? How can you use the reviews? What insights will you get from the reviews? And on and on and on. But I highly encourage you to start thinking about this in your practice. And if you want help with getting more reviews consistently and building up your reputation and this moat around your practice so that you can really dominate in your practice area, I encourage you to contact us. We'll be glad to talk to you and go through the process and show you the pricing. It's unbelievably competitive in terms of the pricing. There's a big time reward for doing this. And I just want to, before I finish here, I just want to give you a little bit of context. So I learned this from shopping on Amazon, and I know all you shop on Amazon. If you don't, your family members do, and you probably get boxes like almost every day at your door. I do, and it drives me nuts. But anyway, if you're going to buy a package on Amazon, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, and you have two of these items, you know, let's say you're going to buy some vitamins, vitamin D, okay? One vitamin D has like 40 reviews, and, you know, they're all 5-star. The other vitamin D has like 4,000 reviews, and the average is 4.5 stars. Which one are you going to trust more? On average, when I've interviewed people and asked them this, they're going to trust the one with 4,000 reviews. Why? I asked them, what's going on in your mind when you see this? So the common answer is, geez, if that many people reviewed it, then I can trust this product and I can get it. I understand not every review is going to be positive, and I'm actually suspicious of products that only have positive reviews. There's way positive and there's way negative. But real products, and this goes for attorneys too, real attorneys have some negative reviews. Everybody does. We do. It's just part of life. But if you're afraid and you don't get reviews, you tell me, what's worse? An attorney with 2 reviews and they're both negative, or an attorney with 50 reviews and 2 of them are negative and 48 are positive? Which one would you retain? I know which one I would retain. And the reason is the wisdom of crowds and the overwhelming number of reviews. So I highly encourage you, don't be afraid. You're going to get a bad review no matter what you do. Even if you're Mother Teresa, it's just going to happen. It happens to everybody. These reviews will tend to be very unfair. Sometimes they're not even from customers. We have one review that's not even from a customer. I don't even know who this person is. And we can't get the review to come down. And it damages us, but it's part of life. So the response is, do a good job, obviously, but go after reviews consistently. Never stop. Never give up. Build that moat around your practice and drown out the occasional bad review that you will get, because you will. It's just a matter of time. So hiding away and all that, is just, it doesn't serve you. Trust me. I've been doing this with attorneys for, it's coming up, November will be 12 years. I've dealt with thousands of attorneys, and I've heard this fear from many of them. So that's the last thing in closing I want to say to you is, go after reviews. If you want help with this, we can show you how to do it in the right way, how to get a good amount of response, how to understand what people are telling you when they review you, the good and the bad, and on and on and on. Contact speakeasymarketinginc.com, Inc is INC, or call 888-225-8594. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.